Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Friday, June 14th, 2013. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Your dude, TM Hyman, coming to you live from Norfolk, VA, where I'm happy to be. A hometown. Hey, we're kicking it. Big up to my niece who graduated from Bayside High School. Big up to my cousin who had a baby this week. Big up my Dukes who had a birthday this week. Big up to Big Pop who, Father's Day weekend. What are you doing for your father? Hey, listen, let's stop giving Dad, those whack gifts that we know he really doesn't like. He doesn't need another tie. He doesn't need another drill. You know, do something nice for Dad this Father's Day weekend. And just in case you didn't know, yeah, it's Father's Day weekend. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Let's get it jumped off. This is Bezel. Get a room. On the other side, Madam CeeLo Boston, hot chocolate, maybe St. James. We'll be right back.
Mommy's always fire. Always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Do the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you still want lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Right in touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural. Me and you shoot for the stars all night long. Feels like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Lay your body next to me.
Guzzle did a room inside the Friday Night Cypher, PM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, that dude TM, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, in the afternoon time.
I'm actually on schedule today. We're getting closer because it's actually evening, so at least we're getting closer to the actual time, and it's not morning time or the afternoon,
Yeah.
Also, wait, live. She's actually out here in the great state of VA with me. We just chilling.
Yes.
Give it up. That very hot chocolate.
Yes, yes, I am where you are, Norfolk, VA. I also would like to give congratulations to some graduates. My best friend in the entire world, Kim Gold, graduated actually yesterday with her master's in social work. And also a dear friend of mine, Tanrell Brown, her son Kayshawn graduated from high school from my alma mater, Green Run, so I'm extra proud again. Congratulations, Kayshawn. And also the Williams Wedding Clan, which I will be a bridesmaid in tomorrow. Love y'all. Congratulations, Kim and Tyrone. Be glad when it's over. But, yeah, let's go.
No, absolutely. I mean, congrats and all that to all the graduates and people making big decisions in their lives. Congratulations,
yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
Hey, do we got the brother Save James from the DMV?
No, we do not. Shalom.
All right. Well, I'm sure he may stop past or maybe not. I know he's up in New York, so he might be taking care of business tonight. It's all good. He's with us in spirit.
Always.
What's cracking as we recap the week in news and entertainment? It's been the big news has been these freaking storms. It's like the sign
yes.
of times, my friends. The sign
wow.
of times.
And you, I think, made it into town after we got a very bad round of storms here yesterday. The weather has changed dramatically from the 96 degrees, we'll say it was yesterday, with a heat index of over 101, to today, I think maybe scratching high 60s, low 70s. And the storms were pretty fierce, very high gusts, wind gust speed, 60 miles an hour, a lot of damage. So hopefully everyone that was in the path of those storms that actually spanned across the Midwest is safe. We do have some good news from out in that area. Some of the missing residents in Texas from their bout with those tornadoes have actually been found safe. So that's definitely a blessing and an upside
well,
to that.
Well, I actually got
devastating
here. I got
story.
Here late Tuesday night. And so yesterday when I laid down, it was straight caliente outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said,
mm-hmm.
like 101.
Yeah.
But when I woke up, maybe an hour and a half later, it looked like a freaking tornado.
Oh yeah, it was ugly. It was ugly. And Some friends of mine that actually tried to venture out and go to the beach. They stayed out there for, I want to say, about 2 hours in the peak heat time of the day between, we'll say, 11 and 2. Regina was not doing that. I was right here. Now, notice you said, you saw that I used my governmental, so that meant how serious I really was about that decision to say no for that beach trip. I'll pass.
They got the water thing. You can stand under, It's too hot.
Not at the beach that we were going to, so no.
We are going to Norfolk Beach.
It's at Ocean View Beach. Yeah, she lives. My girlfriend lives off of in the Willoughby area, so
okay.
We just trash. It's nice. It's changed from what it was back in the day.
Congratulations!
Congrats to all of those who are celebrating, doing the cookouts, doing the beach thing.
Yeah.
With dropout rates being so high still, we absolutely want to celebrate those who are graduating from high school and going on to college. Listen, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a terrible, terrible thing to waste.
Yeah, and I want to shout out again the cookout for the community and the end of school for the kids that Tyson G. Terrell gave today at for you, those of you who are familiar with the Norfolk, Virginia area, at Lafayette Park. I took my granddaughter out there, and we had some fun for several hours. It was definitely jam action packed for the kids, lots of things going on, lots of sports, the bounce house. There were young ladies out there painting the little girls' nails and doing face painting and lots of free food. And, you know, it was just a really nice time, like you said, to celebrate the kids that are doing positive things.
You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:10. I'm coming to you live from Norfolk, VA tonight. We'll be right back.
My white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. In the little things and the joy they bring.
Women and men, breast cancer survivors. Facebook officially changed its policy on posting of mastectomy photos. And for those of you who may not know what a mastectomy is when your breasts, when the tissue inside your breasts are removed, you know, because they have cancerous cells or what have you, which normally leaves a woman, mostly for women, flat-chested. And so there were women who had had double mastectomies where both breasts were taken out, and they were taking pictures, you know, posting their scars, right? So Facebook was banning the photographer who, you know, who had posted these pictures, you know, because of the whole, you know, they don't, I guess they were deeming it at one point as, you know, not showing, I guess, that the breast area at all, but it was a lot of people who were pushing to have that ban lifted because they were saying it helps a lot of people to see that, you know, like one of the people that was behind it, they were saying, okay, they want the world to know that the breast cancer is not a pink ribbon, that it's traumatic, it's life-changing, and it urgently needs a cure. And that by seeing, you know, how real it is, by seeing people's scars and other survivors, you know, it was kind of uplifting for others who are also going through that. So it's a victory for the Scar Project. It's a victory for all those, you know, cancer survivors who, you know, were being, But the enlightened, almost, you know, by being able to see, you know, these, you see these photos, excuse me. Yeah, so that was one of the things that I had found out about today. Also, the U.S. Army, they are celebrating their birthday. Yes, the military is celebrating their birthday. And there were some other things I wanted to talk about, but I don't know why I just went blank. Oh, 260, yeah, sorry, the 236th birthday, excuse me, is what the Army is celebrating. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Got the year.
Well,
I had to get the year. Happy birthday.
Yes, salute, fellas and ladies that protect us so well.
Yes, I was in the Army for 4 years, a long time ago.
Oh, gosh, really?
What?
Private Boston?
Oh, absolutely.
Good gracious. Get it in.
Hey, I always say be on the lookout Tuesday, June 25th, Wake and Bake 2013. That's that overdose project dropping on iTunes. Again, Wake and Bake 2013, overdose. Be on the lookout for www.iamoverdose.com. Hey, coming soon. This little kid's about to wreck shop for the summer. Be on the lookout.
Yeah,
OG,
I like him.
Overdose. Wake and
nice.
Bake.
Yeah, I like him. For real. He's a good dude, too.
Yeah.
And in news of rappers, I don't know if you all have already heard or not, but rapper 2 Chainz was recently robbed at gunpoint.
Wow.
Yeah. And
yes.
They have a video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this ought to be interesting. And it's not necessarily amusing in the fact that he's getting robbed. It's necessarily amusing in the fact that it wasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, they got robbed by 2 men at gunpoint and there were 14 of them.
Okay, see,
what?
That's the part I didn't know about the 14 of them. Now, because in the video, they're running. So...
Mm.
I didn't see how many of them dispersed, but yes, they were running. And
not security. Not security. Security wasn't running, was it?
Security. Security does run. Security does run.
Everybody that was with him ran.
Do you understand? Do you understand? If I have security with me and security runs, do you understand that, like? You will never work again in the security business.
Listen, you haven't heard the story about rapper Plies when he is in Cali and he's doing some interview or video shoot or something to that effect, and Jamie Foxx and Fox Hope Radio on, I want to say it's XM Sirius Satellite Radio, was, you know, covering it, and some real true street, you know, gang blood Crip, I'm not sure which set it was, but some official gang members show up on the set, and Jamie Foxx, when I mean he clown Plies so bad about Plies and his overgrown goon security hauling behind into the nearest office with doors barricading and furniture barricading in front of doors, and just everybody runs. So I'm like, TM, if you are security and you're running faster than I am, we definitely have a problem, and do not expect your final paycheck.
And
you're
the
fired.
Fact that,
just from, not
let me
just
say
from
this,
my
though.
Job. You're fired from the industry. Of
absolutely.
Security.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
And the fact that Plies isn't even a hard dude. He's not even a hard dude. Like, that's the funniest thing about the entire thing, is that he wasn't raised
Right, and I mean, he'll openly admit that to you, which I respect him for. But, you know, at the same time, when you goon this and goon that, you know, when the real goons show up, then we see who holds that title for sure.
I think he was talking about goonies.
I wish we had some Plies to play. But
there is some Plies on there. Well, it's not him.
It's some wackness.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we do have a little something.
Yeah, Usher Daddy's Home with Plies, I think, on it.
First of all, he's a cute little boy. I ain't going to lie. He's a cute little boy.
Is right, because he ain't no talk. You know what, Regina, be quiet. Hush.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we need to go now. I recommend that we go now.
I just want to get your attention.
Shorty.
I really wanna be all up in your head. Yeah. Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't ring no bell. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot. You already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in the air. That I'll get you high.
Now, baby, you ain't gotta give my love in love.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and we are back. It is 9:26 on this beautiful Friday night. It is the Friday Night Cypher, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. That was Ursha, baby. And it did leave Plies out, so the general TM Hyman got his wish anyway, and she is Madam CeeLo Boston. So the NBA Finals is tied 2-2. Who do you have? Y'all better get it together, or you're gonna get your behind dealt to you again on your home court.
He baby.
All right. That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Okay.
In Boston, who you got, Boston?
Oh gosh, nobody.
Oh gosh, is she choking? Cough with your hands up.
I started choking while y'all were making noise.
That's all that heat she feels. That's all that heat she
feels. Yes, it did get hot in here. With Sweet Bosh and
Sweet Bosh. How you doing?
How you doing, girl?
All I'm saying is, if y'all heat win, somebody better call that boy and tell him no champagne face shots are going to be tolerated and or allowed at the end of these finals if you are on the said winning team. We're not going for that this season. Like, fan or not, my eyes were burning. I don't want to see that crap.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to partake in that. The kids are watching. You're influencing the cheering.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Okay, on a serious note, people. Okay, so this is a story that I got from Yahoo. A mom, she faces more jail time than the drunk driver who killed her son. Now, the update is Raquel Nelson's charges of vehicular homicide have been dropped in exchange for a guilty plea on jaywalking charges and paying a fine of $200. Now, okay, so this story is out of Marietta, Georgia. Okay, so the mother is facing 2 years of jail time after her 4-year-old son was hit and killed by a drunk driver while she and her children were crossing the street.
Wow.
Right. Okay, so the thing is that they're saying that she chose to cross the street at the bus stop instead of the nearest crosswalk.
Wow.
So is that jaywalking?
Yeah,
jaywalking. Right.
I mean,
her charges were dropped to she had to plead guilty for jaywalking and pay a fine of $200. Even though the drunk driver killed her 4-year-old son. What's crazy? I don't understand. Throws you off, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, that's just really a case of the law being the law, and they feel like even, you know, if your child is killed in the incident, you're still going to receive your tickets for the citations that you're supposed to receive. It sucks, for sure.
Right. Now, and the thing was that, okay, so she was convicted of 3 misdemeanors, second-degree homicide by a vehicle, crossing roadway elsewhere than a crosswalk, and reckless conduct. So,
reckless conduct? What did she do?
Yeah.
Slap the officer?
For jaywalking.
Oh, Farley, come on.
Right. So this is the charges that the mother got. Right. But the driver, Jerry Guy, he fled the scene after the accident, but later admitted being involved. Yeah. And he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, but only served 6 months. And he's serving the remainder of his sentence on probation. So, it's crazy, right?
Definitely is a mess.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say cross somewhere else. Cross at the crosswalk, because outside
of that,
you'll be blamed for your own demise.
Well,
don't worry. What do you say?
on some more kind of crazy news, going back to the situation where the Cleveland, Ohio man kidnapped the three young ladies and they were freed here a few months ago. His daughter is actually talking. As reported by ABC News and Yahoo, Ariel Castro, the man that is accused of kidnapping three women and keeping them in prison in his home for a decade, stalked the neighborhood where his daughters lived and preyed on the girls' friends, his daughter says. Two of his alleged victims, Gina De Jesus and Amanda Berry, went to school with Castro's two daughters, and the four girls all knew each other. His daughter, Emily, told a private investigator in a recorded jailhouse interview obtained by ABC News. It couldn't be a coincidence, Emily Castro told a private eye Gina or Chris Gianni of her father's decisions to allegedly target two girls his daughters knew. Emily Castro, though, is currently serving a 25-year prison sentence for stabbing her own infant daughter in 2011, which is kind of strange. And I'm not going to say it explains the weirdness going on, but it seems like there's weirdness going on all the way down the line in this family. It's kind of a sad situation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's beyond sad. It's crazy that it can even still happen here, like in the United States, like right under our nose.
Right under our noses.
Wow. A lot going on in the world, everybody. Stay tuned. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. You know that Trayvon Martin jury search is on. We'll talk about that in Stanford, Florida, which is outrageous when we come back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Got a word. Slight word. Slight word.
D-Town to the DMV.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. I can do it all and it ain't no problem. Ain't nobody harder than a nigga folk Lauren. Bitch, I go hard, I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting. And my flow up, my nigga, I'm gon' start with it. It's often, I do this. I turn a straight prude bitch into a nudist. Foolin', I be on that new shit. And I'm blowin' up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checking for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't there, finished college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any broad better lay her like I'm dressing for the fall, nigga. And I'm all that. Hit the passenger dope. Shawty with pink, very sweet, and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag, though. I just know I'm that dope. Kick game, Bojack, my Bojack top boat. And it ain't no problem. You race to these bras, I relate them, baton them. Bitches in here, I want that. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put this dead now. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Aruba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up a diamond supply, spending that curry cake. Let them marinate, you forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work, slight work. Drink the right word.
Cut a fucking paycheck. Only thing between me and your bitch is a latex, man. And I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces, but a nigga dies in yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living a fucking life. White America said I be doing 25 to life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Blocka. Bitch get hit with my Ciroc, vodka chopper. Go. Taking body shots. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor like I'm outstanding. Whoa. And they stole your whole delivery. Now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man. I'm outstanding. Car tenant. I'm in that shit like I'm out camping. God damn it. I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on the cloud. That's a hell of a high. Bitch, I get ghost. The way she's screaming big. Niggas couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Slight work. Slight work. The wrong drink. The right work. Slight work. Right work. The wrong drink. The right work. 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 Work.
Light work, 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 got your girl going crazy.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Boy.
Boy.
Everybody ready to get their party on, get their club on. That's for you right there. It's a little after 9:30 in the city. Ooh, what up?
Yes. I want to go party. I don't have no friends, though. That's sad.
You need to get up, get out, and do something.
Well, okay. I had to put the phone on mute because I was preparing my, you know, cocktail for the evening to start my partying. So, sorry.
Listen, you have over 58,000 friends out there, and we appreciate them for tuning in and listening. Mm-hmm. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you're not too busy, why don't you hit up Madam CeeLo Boston and let her know that she has a friend in you?
You've got a friend.
That's what plays a part. Hey, do you guys remember the lady in Connecticut that was disfigured by her friend's chimpanzee? It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
He ripped her face off.
Yes. Okay. Well, she's still alive, needless to say.
She is.
But she attempted to sue the state for $150 million.
Because she wanted to do something with
the animal.
Why is it the state's fault that she was messing with the monkey? I don't understand.
Look, because she was blinded, lost both hands, and underwent a face transplant.
The state had nothing to do with her approaching the monkey.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The woman who, the owner of the chimp, she passed away a year later, right, after the incident.
Right, she did. She did.
Okay, so then the woman who was mangled, her last name is Nash. It doesn't really say her first name. She received $4 million, a $4 million settlement from the estate of the owner. Okay, so then she sued the state. Well, because she's saying that... that state officials knew that the animal was dangerous and didn't do anything about it. But
and
my
so
thing was,
did she. Say.
Exactly. Your friend probably told you to leave the thing
leave
alone.
Leave his behind alone. Leave Bubbles alone. He's not feeling it today. I don't think you should approach the cage. And then here comes the face being ripped off. And I don't make light of it at all because it is extremely, extremely tragic. But I find it very difficult sometimes to have sympathy for people who put themselves in dangerous situations and then want everyone to feel sorry for them and place blame on everyone else except their own actions.
Right. Like I tell people, you know, like I have a cat and she's very personable. But I tell people, don't touch her. You know, don't even try to touch her. But, you know, people want to touch them, touch their head. No, because...
See,
you know,
you're misleading
she
people.
Like, she's like a person.
You should just tell people that and leave the I'm personal, she's personable part alone.
No, I don't.
She's
I don't
personable
tell them
with
that.
You.
That's why they, no, listen, if you met the cat, you would totally understand. You'd have to meet her and see the fascinating things that she does, and then you would want to touch her yourself. But it's just the fact she's very temperamental. She's very much like her owner.
I was going to say, yes, pets take on the personalities of their owners.
Don't touch me unless I come up to you.
Oh,
if I come up and rub on you, that's when you can touch me. If I don't rub up on you, then keep your hands, feet, and belongings to yourself. Because I do bite, damn it.
that needs to be said first and foremost. I bite.
I bite, damn it.
Yes, and we'll bite very hard and not in a soft way.
Right.
Mm.
Can't stop it.
Wow.
Oh God.
So
okay.
I want to touch on real quick, and it's kind of random, but it just ran across my head here. I've seen so many videos and so much footage here recently of Miley Cyrus just wilding out with rappers. Like, Miley is clearly exploring.
Human.
Well, she, no, not even that she's human. It's just so much a different side of, I guess, who, you know, she, her, what the persona, right, what she is portrayed in, you know, her Hannah Montana Good Girl feel. Good Girl is on stage with Juicy J twerking it, is what she's doing. This is Miley that I saw right here. Miley was on Jimmy Kimmel last night on stage with Pharrell, Robin Thicke, and I forgot who else performing the Blurred Lines song. And Miley was twerking, you know, she don't got much back, but we'll say she was twerking her back. But, you know, she was doing her own thing. Miley getting down now. Jimmy, Billy Ray might want to be concerned. And
why? She's over 18. She's grown
she
now.
She is that.
So
she
do
is.
What she wants.
Miley has identified with the fact that there's a different race, there are different cultures that have embraced her, and in turn she's embracing them, and in turn, you know, like Billy Ray, they're gonna continue to embrace them greenbacks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But of course. Because you got to keep in mind that her father was a country music star before she even came on the scene. So you know he went through his good guy bad guy thing, and then you know he's been in the game long enough to be able to help mold her career, and he did a good job.
He did a very good job.
She's grown, and hey. She did what she was supposed to do. She out of their house now.
Miley,
I'm gonna have my own
friend. We do not have any Miley Cyrus. You don't have to worry about that. It's a 9.3.
No,
we'll be right back. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
No Hannah Montana tonight, baby.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now, girl. I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
Let me get the bad practice. Say, don't stop riding, keep pedaling. I'ma
high again. And if she want to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill it, like a murderer.
Cloud shoot up on fire, man.
Baby girl, you are loving us now. You may tell me that whenever someone love on forever. The proper daddy in the area. The miss up your team, them out there. I love the girls, them forever. But I let love go, baby. We'll let the love stay. But I let the love keep on shining bright along the way. I said, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. Wolfie, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my lady. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. It's until the way she spots Philip and Ross and Johnny. And when she spots Mr. Cat and Dolly Pumpy. The girl that tell me says she want the milk and she honey. She come to the place and hold the general and get the honey. Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. You said I like it when you're driving me crazy. Oh baby girl, you know I love you manly. I said I love it like all the fish, them just are swimming on the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the clips, I know it love a baby. If all of the girls don't live and they should go across the sea. No matter baby girl, you are my one and only. Cause you're my darling, you're my darling, oh baby. Honey, my darling, you're my darling, oh Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. Honey, you're Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. But I said, let love go, baby, let the love stay. But I let the love keep us on right along the way. Come on, friend, Mr. Cathy, money, girls, and DJ. You're my Dolly, you're my Dolly, my lady. Honey, my Dolly, you're my Dolly, my baby. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my honey. I said, this girl, that's you killing me with charms. But I'm on hold. And the kissing and the thing that was a gone. No one has to leave a miss her from out of me up. I miss the tender loving baby girl.
Bling, bling, who's that with super cat?
Turn right,
turn right. Yes, black, where my troopers at?
Uptown,
well, they got my back, but I'm still trapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my ill rap black. Ain't no shame in my game, Jesse West is real. You think that I will scoop your girl? Oh, yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's a tactic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So, bring it round and rosy. Pocket full of dozy. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a stogie. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living it. Oh, I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy day. 93, we coming through. Kick it with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the one and two. Send you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy. Super cat. Dally, 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 my baby.
You're crazy.
Nah, nah. Puff Daddy Hop. Blink, super funk, and super punk with mad props. I beat the funky pop. Remix it. My man, remix. Hit the hot shit that they get on your radio. It's the bad boy, so make it bad noise, so 93, so act like you know, bro. Daddy rolling to a super cat in every day. So what you say, what you say?
I love it when you call me Big Poppa, the showstopper, the rock dropper, super cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyricist, blowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the trunk in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
On to the core.
Yeah,
the cat take it no more.
Out.
Not like that throwback music, Nah 51. Coming to you live out of Norfolk, VA. Yo, I love it. Yo, the web is like on point for me right now. I mean,
yes.
this is like Florida at night because
yes.
it be blazing during the daytime in Florida, but at nighttime it drops down to like 50, and so it's beautiful in Virginia tonight. Big up Seven Cities. If you've been tuned in the entire hour, we appreciate you. If not, hey, go back and check out the podcast Friday night. It is always an interesting night, although we've been kind of calm this evening. Before we get out of here, I want to double back to that Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman trial. It's day five right now of the jury selection in that Trayvon Martin shooting. And Stanford, Florida is going down in history for something that they really wish they weren't going in history for, because this is just, like, ludicrous. It truly is. And so I'm just going to say this, you know, be about your business, do your due diligence, and follow what's going on with this trial. It's going to be a real telltale at the end of the day. A few weeks ago, the defense was trying to pretty much slander the deceased young man. And so they were denied the ability to use anything, you know, that demeaned his character. And so that's a good thing. But
and had to apologize.
You know, mother, absolutely. And so Mother Martin right now is concerned that her son's not going to really get a fair trial because, you know, the question right now ultimately is going to be, will there be African-American representation on this jury? Right,
yeah,
now,
that's a big
like,
question.
There may be slim to none. And so, I mean, you know, we're going to follow it, and we're going to bring it back next week. Check us out on Monday, where the topic is you're being tracked. You're being tracked, and we're going to talk about all of the different ways that we are, as United States citizens, are being tracked, and we're pretty much, what do I mean by tracked? We're under surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about all of the different ways that's being done. And so I say that to introduce Monday's topic. Check us out 9 p.m. But I also say follow this trial, because you're going to learn a lot about, you know, civil rights and civil liberties and
yeah.
the law. And you know, recently the whole thing about racism, you know, is it just as potent today as it was yesterday? I'm going to say it's potent. It's still potent.
Yeah.
It is.
And you know what? The only people
I digress as we, you know, close out the show. But, hey, Google the trial. It's day five of jury selection. You know, is this family going to get a fair shakedown with this damn jury? We got to watch this
about it. The good thing about it, Tim, is the fact that during the process of them, you know, questioning these jurors, most of them, regardless of color, have agreed that Zimmerman is guilty. Now, the deal with it is that they're going to sequester whoever is chosen. They're going to be sequestered for about either a month to 2 months before the trial. So,
my thing is,
I don't see how you can find anybody in the United States of America who knows nothing about this trial.
Exactly. It's making me very nervous that it's taking this long, day five, to choose six jurors. Not 12,
right.
Not 24. Six and maybe two alternates, so we'll see.
Right, that's what I was about to say, and the alternate. Yeah. And then also, if you get a chance, look up Jeb Bush, Governor Jeb Bush, well, former, excuse
uh-huh.
me, Florida Governor Jeb Bush. He.
That's a whole show. That's a whole
yeah,
show.
Yeah, for sure.
Himself.
For sure.
I just want to tell you to just look him up, and I'm just going to leave you with, he spoke at a gathering of Christian conservatives, and pretty much said that immigrants are fertile. They're more fertile. They love family. And, you know, that it's a good thing to have immigrants. Now, because they're more fertile as being a point is the reason why
people
have a problem.
I'm completely lost by his point, and he sounds like a raving mad buffoon, but that's why I rock with him anyway, and that's just my personal opinion, not the opinions of TM Hyman Radio.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
His point about they're fertile, and what does that have? We're all fertile if that's the case. All
right,
females anyway.
He's saying that the immigrants are more fertile than Americans.
Get out. You know what? He almost made me say something. He's really good.
Yes. But, yes. So, yeah, that is a whole show within itself. And we have 3 minutes left in this show. And like TMO was saying, if you didn't get a chance to check out the entire show, check out this podcast and all the podcasts that are available. And tell a friend to tell a friend.
Hey, yo, they watching. They watching us, folks. I was, like, blown. front page of the Virginia Pilot, and I love the Virginia Pilot. I grew up reading the Virginia Pilot.
Yeah.
And so with the front page, today's newspaper, we're being tracked. And they just lay out each and every major entity in which the government has invested, you know, major dollars just to keep up with us. And I don't think we really know. Because if we did, we would behave a whole lot better.
If you knew better, you did better.
What? Well, look, we're going to get out of here to some Rick Ross. And,
Monday, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Cheers. It's the freaking weekend. Y'all be safe.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
What up, 7-3?
Check y'all out on the other side. Love y'all. Peace.
Let's pull the two-seat out, baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Just slide into the music. This is how we do it. All night. Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my baby.
I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. Lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose, exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl, swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. El Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
slide into the music. This is how we do it.
I'm alive, see him, I'm alive, see him, I'm alive, I'm ready.